This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. All right, so Farfagnugan technically translates as driving enjoyment, not doctoring emissions equipment to cheat on EPA pollution standards. But you get my drift. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, says Volkswagen did exactly that. Bloomberg reports today that the Justice Department has started a criminal investigation. And consumers, well, they're the $64,000 question, right? Volkswagen is looking at billions of dollars in potential fines and penalties, but the biggest cost may be the loss of consumer trust, because fines they can pay, but trust, what are they going to do about that? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
PR people will tell you when a company makes a mistake, the best thing to do is admit it quickly and immediately try and make right by consumers. Business school students literally study how well Tylenol did this during a recall in the 1980s.
Now, this is a little different kind of thing.
David Cole is the chairman of Auto Harvest and a longtime industry analyst. He says this isn't a safety issue like past recalls, and it doesn't appear to be a mistake.
This idea of trust as something gone on in the back room that has really tarnished the image of the vehicles and the company.
He says there are a lot of good cars on the market these days, so potential buyers could very easily pivot to another automaker. How much this affects resale value or sales of new Volkswagens will depend on what it takes to fix the issue and whether it hurts the car's performance, says Greg Schroeder. He's with the Center for Automotive Research.
They've marketed themselves as a clean diesel, and this is certainly a challenge to that.
In the past, when Ford, Hyundai, and Kia were found to have overly, shall we say, optimistic gas mileage estimates, they cut checks to drivers to try and make up the difference. Jack Nerad with Kelley Blue Book says VW might have to try something similar. But he thinks VW's recovery might be complicated by the fact that its customers, especially its diesel owners, tend to be really nerdy about their cars, passionate.
And I think those people could feel essentially duped by what has happened and kind of question their loyalty going forward.
The more loyal the customer, the more betrayed they may feel.
Yeah, I mean, if a stranger lies to you, it's a lot different than if your husband or wife lies to you.
I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.